And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Today in the news, until the 1970s, gold was what backed the value of our currency, writes Steve Sugarud at Daily Wealth. But President Richard Nixon broke that structure in 1971, allowing the price of gold to fluctuate on its own for the first time. That's why the 1970s gold boom was possible in the first place. Another key driver was inflation, which could push gold to $3,000 an ounce or more, thanks to the Fed's low interest rates and today's rising inflation. He concludes you need to own the metal now. Those hoping that a vote for Joe Biden would be a ticket to normalcy will be disappointed, writes Rupert Darwall, author of The Climate Noose. According to the Biden-Harris transition website, the goal is to achieve net zero emissions economy-wide by no later than 2050. The U.S. just achieved energy independence, a goal sought after by every president since Richard Nixon. Those economic and strategic advantages will be thrown away by the Biden administration as it moves to outlaw domestically produced oil and gas. Biden administration promises millions of green jobs, but net zero is incompatible with federalism and the separation of powers. It is remarkable just how unremarkable America's massive financial surveillance system has become to most people, reports Reason.com. Most recently, the Federal Reserve and Treasury have proposed expanding what is called the travel rule to capture international fund transfers above $250. Currently, the financial institutions are required to make certain reports on customers when they send international transactions in excess of $3,000. Forcing third parties to maintain financial records on transactions gives them an intimate window into your life. And lastly, the Democrats may be celebrating their temporary success in blocking the Senate from voting nomination to the Federal Reserve of Judy Sheldon, reports New York Sun. It's an important moment in America's long debate over monetary reform. The vote in the Senate this afternoon against ending the debate on Ms. Sheldon was 50-47. Mr. McConnell switched to the Democratic side at the last moment. Two other Republicans were quarantining, but it's amazing to us that three Republicans Senators Susan Collins, Lamar Alexander, and Mitt Romney have fallen away on this issue. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.